You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn and Andrew Mount with you on the latest edition, looking ahead to Sunday's racing. There's action at Kelso, Uttoxeter, Limerick and Navan to look forward to on Sunday, and we'll tackle the best of it very shortly indeed. Andrew Mount, how the devil are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks, Mr. Alex Dunn.
Good. We are going to, well, we're recording this just after 3 o'clock on Saturday, and in terms of, I mean, it's nice to look back at the results, and pretty fresh in the memory is Roly Poly's win in the Stone Chariot Stakes. She is very tough, isn't she?
Yes, indeed, and it was an excellent ride by Ryan Moore, because he was stuck out widest of all in stall one. The first two races at Newmarket were won by whichever horse managed to race prominently up against the standside rail, both under Adam Kirby. And so Ryan Moore's got her out. He's probably brought her across a little bit too soon. He might get a ban for that and not riding to his draw for long enough. But he's got across, not on the rail, but pretty close to it. And he's managed to prevail by a length and a quarter from Persuasive. It's quite weak in the betting in the end, going off at 4-1. Persuasive was a well-backed market leader.
Mm.
And like you say, this was her, I think it's her 16th career run. And after finishing sixth behind Hydrangea last time out at Leopardstown, when she was behind Persuasive, she's reversed the form here. But the Roly Mile, generally speaking, is a race racetrack for prominent racers.
Yeah.
Today there's a following wind. The rail advantage seems even bigger than usual, and it was all down to Ryan Moore. So I'm not sure that she'd confirm the form with Persuasive on a fairer track next time.
She's very much transformed my view of her this season.
Right.
I was not a fan, and now I think you have to be, because there's nothing not to like about it. She's so gutsy, and I thought she was one of those sort of early types who, as soon as they lose the winning thread, that's it.
Yeah, like a typical Warfront three-year-old.
Yeah.
That was one of the systems I've discussed several times on the show this year, which is to oppose three-year-old Aidan O'Brien-trained Warfronts in group races.
Mm-hmm.
But this one has been very much the exception to the rule, winning in Group 1 company at Newmarket's July course at Deauville, and of course winning this group contest today.
Yeah. So well done to Connections for Roly Poly, and it's worth mentioning as well, of course, back in third in that race was Nathra, Jimmy Fortune's final ride, which came out of the blue a little bit.
Although, again, it was down to the high draw here, really, and the fact that she raced near that rail. She was drawn in stall 13, so she was drawn highest of all. It's worth noticing that 66-1 shot Dawn of Hope made the running from stall 12 down the stands rail and looked the likely winner for much of the race. So it was a big advantage to have that rail, and it's a nice way for Jimmy Fortune to go out. You know, jockey I have fond memories of as a student back in 1989, having a 5 each way on 50-1 Air Gold Cup winner, Joveworth,
yes,
ridden by £5 claimer Jimmy Fortune. So I've always followed his career quite closely since then.
No, he's struggled for a few years now, hasn't he, with injury of various kinds. And it's fantastic to see him retiring
dignity.
With dignity, still in one piece, etc., etc.
And I'll guess he'll go to where all the other ex-jockeys go to, and they'll be work riders for Godolphin.
Yes, quite possibly. But no, he's had a fantastic career. When I got into racing, of course, he was the main man with John Gosden. And then he's been moved around a little bit here and there.
Yeah, Andrew Balding as well.
Yes,
at the time.
But he's had a fantastic career, hasn't he? And it's good that he can go out at least with a place.
Yeah.
If nothing
in a Group 1 race.
Yeah, there's worse ways to go.
Definitely.
So a happy retirement to Jimmy Fortune. And you did just mention there Dawn of Hope. That horse is one heck of a looker, isn't it? Big flashy white.
Yes, absolutely.
White everything. Oh, rather she. Now she's She's a lovely looker. Should I mention that?
It was a great ride by Colm O'Donoghue. I think she might have been a shade flattered by that, though, because she did very much enjoy the run of the race. So I wouldn't be wading in at a short price next time out in a lesser race.
Okay. As for Sunday's racing, jumping is the name of the game. At Uttoxeter and Kelso, and also over the Irish Sea, there is one flat meeting. But we're going to focus on the 2:05 at Kelso, and then we are going to focus on one of the flat races at Navan. That's the 2:35, the Legacy Stakes. We'll start with the next best, Andrew. Which of the two is your one that you fancy, but not quite as much as the other? I was going to say your least fancied fancy.
That's Picture Painter in the 2:05 at Kelso. This is a 2-mile handicap hurdle. Mm-hmm. And the angle here is that this horse is having his first run for Keith Dalgleish. Now, Keith Dalgleish has got a great record with switchers, horses he takes over from other yards, certainly in the last few seasons. If we go back to the start of 2015, he's won with 17 of the 61 qualifiers. That's a 28% strike rate. And £10 on all of them would have netted you almost a £300 profit. And this year only, the strike rate's 42%, 5 winners from 12 runners, including one from one over hurdles, and another nice profit. And having left Jim Goldie since his last start, it's possible that he could find some improvement now with Keith Dalgleish and back over hurdles. Mm. He was well held last time out on the flat at Musselburgh, but didn't settle off a slow gallop, and had been in reasonable form on the level before then. But his most interesting run is his last one over hurdles, which came at Perth back in May. And is it a penultimate start of a hurdle?
Penultimate. Yeah,
Perth back in May. He finished second to a horse called Just Before Dawn, trained by Tom George. Just Before Dawn was a 5-1 on favourite. Made all the running that day. You know, Perth, a track that favours pacey types, and he had to battle a little bit to actually hold off Picture Painter, winning by 2.5 lengths. It wasn't as easy as his starting price suggested. And second favourite, Whispering Affair, was 14 lengths back in third. Whispering Affair, next time out, went to Cartmel and finished second by a neck.
Okay.
So that form looks pretty reasonable. And again, last time over hurdles, another good effort at Perth, finishing fourth at 7-1. So now going handicapping over jumps for the first time. Now with Keith Dalgleish, he's got a great record with his new acquisitions. I think Picture Painter could be the way to go here.
Okay, Picture Painter then for Andrew Mount in the 2:05 at Kelso. That's the next best, and that means that the Knapp is coming up in Navan's 2:35, the listed Legacy Stakes over 6 furlongs. Real mix, even though that they are all two-year-olds in this, obviously, there's a real mix of different kinds of two-year-olds. Some have been on the go seemingly for more than a season. Some of them, you think, crikey, I remember that running what seemed like last season.
You think some of these are three-year-olds because they're names that are very familiar to you.
That's true. And what do you fancy in this?
Well, the reason I've got involved with this race is because there's one I don't fancy, and that's likely favourite Brother Bear for Jessica Harrington. Now, this one, of course, if we go back to the spring, won his first two starts at Leopardstown and the Curragh. That Curragh win coming in listed company. And then he went to Royal Ascot in the Coventry Stakes, where he was a close fourth behind Raja Singh. Now, the reason I'm taking him on is because, not just because of the subsequent defeats after that, but the fact he's wearing cheek pieces for the first time. Now, Jessica Harrington hasn't got the greatest record when using cheek pieces for the first time on any of her runners. Overall, whether it's flat or jumps, it's just 6 winners from 134 runners over the course of her career, a 4.5% strike rate, and a £10 level stake would have seen you lose over £1,000, £1,069.
Oh dear.
Now, on the flat, the strike rate drops to just 3%, 2 winners from 62, and including 0-8 with juveniles. So this one's form has tailed off a little bit since those early runs. The headgear's reached for. That could well be a negative. Mm. So instead, I'm going to go with Blue Uhuru for Jair Lyons, who could be the best alternative. She won a Fairy House Maiden on her debut, and though only 5th at the Curragh next time, she was far from disgraced in a race won by Fleet Review, who, of course, was a very close second in the Group 1 Middle Park Stakes at Newmarket recently. Mm. And after that Curragh 5th, she bounced back to comfortably win a 5-furlong nursery here at Navan. And I thought was open to plenty more improvement. So, she's on an upward curve, and she's got, winning form at the track. She's up in class, but that nursery effort, she was well back that day and did win very easily.
And she beat Brick by Brick as well. on that occasion.
That's right.
Who's, again, one of the more solid yardsticks in the race. And Brick by Brick has since gone on to win at Fairy House. But, again, if you're going a strict line through that form, and you would expect as well, Brick by Brick has had 7 runs now, isn't going to be improving too much anymore, you wouldn't have thought, whereas Blue Uluru certainly has that still to come, you would hope.
That's right. So I was hoping the angle was to go with the lightly raced progressive filly. Mm. The trainer's in great form. Joe Lyons in the last fortnight, 6 winners from 25 runners, a 24% strike rate. So, yeah, I'm going to go with the momentum horse, Blue Uluru.
OK, Blue Uluru, the pick in the Legacy Stakes. That's the nap for Mr. Mount on Saturday. The next best in Kelso's 205. And that is Picture Painter for Andrew. Thanks very much, Andrew.
Yep.
Thanks for joining.
Cheers, Alex.
Best luck with your selections and your fancies on Sunday. The same to you, listeners, and we'll catch up with you soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.